Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday. This is Whatever Wednesday. I am Lisa Diamond, and my co-host David Olson and Sue Barrington are with us as well. And we're just a couple of announcements. We don't have any academies coming up this weekend, but this will be our last Whatever Wednesday blog talk for the year 2019. We will not be on Christmas Day, and we will not be on New Year's Day, so we'll have a couple of weeks off. Also, Blog Talk the week of Christmas, Monday before Christmas, will be the only Blog Talk that will be on. So everybody's going to get to enjoy the holidays. The only other announcement I just want to bring up is start thinking about January 11th, which is the Beamer Kickoff 2020 that are happening around the country. But you are also going to be able to, if you can't be there in person in your region, you'll also be able to host watch parties. And they want to get as many of those watch parties going as possible. So check with your upline, your mentor, and regional directors so that you can get involved that way and invite potential customers. So, David, did you have any other announcements other than those?
Yes, Lisa, thanks. I did clarify next week the calendar for
okay.
Blog Talk. I do believe Peter is going to be doing is a Motivational Monday, for sure. And I did notice that Deborah Brawley has scheduled a Friday recognition call for December 27th. We'll definitely not be doing Blog Talk on Tuesday. And we won't be doing Blog Talk on Christmas Day. The veterinary call is up in the air. And so Peter will notify people next week whether the Thursday call is on. But right now, Tuesday and Wednesday next week, no Beamer Blog Talk, and then we're not going to be doing Blog Talk on New Year's Day, but we'll announce, I'm sure, on Friday next week what the following week's schedule is for Blog Talk. And then one last thing is we do have this national sales call tonight with our national directors, Chris and George Baronis, and everybody should have received their Beamer newsletter on Monday. Laying out the schedule for tonight and the Zoom link. And that's just a way to wrap up the year and some great announcements about, you know, how this year has gone and comparing it to the previous year and then what we can expect in 2020. And that will take place at 9 p.m. Eastern time. Thanks, Lisa.
Okay. Thank you. So today we are going to start the conversation about how to do a proper Beamer delivery. And that is after your customer or new distributor have purchased their Beamer, and, you know, what are the steps and the, you know, the protocols that you should put in place for that to ensure that your customer has success on the Beamer. And it's such it's so important for a number of reasons. One, they just purchased a $6,000 medical device, and it's really our obligation to teach them how to use the device properly. You know, if they're a customer, they're not going most likely to an academy. So, you know, I'm going to share my, you know, my steps, and I do the exact same thing every single time. It is, I'm, you know, after you deliver so many, you kind of just kind of get into a routine. And I will tell you that it takes me an hour and a half. Like, I have tried to make it shorter, but I really want to leave their house or leave a Zoom call or a FaceTime call if they're not in my area. I want to leave there knowing that they are going to be able to operate it the same way that I know how to operate it. And, you know, one of the first things that I do after they purchase, and we know, you know, we get a copy of the tracking number, and I immediately schedule a time with them for the turnover. You don't want them to get it on a Tuesday and you don't go and get, you know, teach them how to use it until Saturday. So I try to do the delivery on the day that it is, that it arrives. You know, it's like Christmas and, you know, you have a present there to open, but you can't open it for 3 days. Like, so immediately, as soon as you get that tracking number, and it shows the date of delivery, you know, get that on the schedule with your customer or put your new distributor. And then the day before I am going to deliver that beamer, I have a Google Drive set up that has new customer videos, and I send them a link to that Google Drive, and it has all of the instructional videos that are in our back office. And I just put them all in one place, so I'm not operating out of the back office. It's just in a Google Drive. Super simple. My assistant can do it. You know, I can do it from my phone, anywhere. So I have it all organized. I send those to them the day before in advance. So hopefully they'll watch them before I get there, so they're not hearing me for the first time on how to push buttons and that kind of stuff. And then, you know, I get there, I do the delivery, open the box with them, and I always do it the same way. I open the box, the B-body, the pad, the bracket that probably never gets used. I start on that side, and I open everything up for them. I uncoil all the cords. Like, I really just get it all set up as though I were putting it in my own home. And, you know, I go through the things, everything, whether they're going to use it or not, and I say, you may or may not use this, but here's what it's for, here's what it does. As I'm opening the B pad and the B body, I explain on how to take care of the covers, that, you know, they're removable, how to, how to clean them if they need to, and, explain the cap, you know, keeping the cap on when it's not plugged in, go through all of that whole process, and then I go to the other side of the box, and I do the same thing. And as I'm explaining, you know, why do you have all these cords, I explain all of that. I get their cord set up for them. I get it plugged in for them. I show them where to plug it in case it gets unplugged after I leave. And I go through all the items that are on that side of the box, the spot, the light, grip. And then at that point, when I've gone through everything, open up the manual, I earmark the basic program page and the P1, P2, P3 program page, and I give them a pen. I take a pen with me so they don't have to go look for a pen. I bring a pen in with me, and I tell them exactly what to write on the note, on the page. And I literally have them write, you know, on the basic program, this is the intensity button, purple button for the body. And, you know, I explain what the program is. Then on the, no plus, I use 3 p.m. as my guideline for my customers. I have them write that on there as well. And then I do the same thing with the program. and I have them put on there, this is for body parts. And it's the blue button. And, you know, I go through, you know, the difference between program 1, 2, and 3. After I go through all of that, then we start pushing buttons and plugging stuff in and teach them how to plug it in properly so that the magnet's not, you know, grabbing it and potentially, you know, damaging one of the prongs. You know, I go through all of that. And then, you know, we talk about what they have going on in their body and how to, where they're going to put the pad. And, you know, obviously I'm shortening this drastically, but I go into a lot of depth and they're pushing the buttons. And, you know, one of the first things we do is go into the settings. We adjust their volume, adjust their brightness, and adjust the time. And then I let them, you know, do it 2, 3, 4, 5 times until they feel totally comfortable doing it. And if there's a husband and wife, if there's more than one person, I try to make sure that everybody that's going to be using it is at that delivery, because people hear things differently and then they explain things differently. So everybody gets to ask their questions. And, you know, I give them, you know, some of the science behind it. I mean, I've had a conversation with them already. So it's really just about how to use it properly. And I stress going through the basic plan. I stress that, you know, we don't go above 6 on the body. And, you know, this is why I talk about what the plus sign is and why we turn it off and why we don't use it on our head and, you know, that kind of stuff. So the very last thing that I do after I deliver it is when the beamer arrives in the brown delivery box, taped to the outside is the mailing label. I tear that off, and inside is a checklist, is a delivery checklist. It's also their receipt that shows where their serial number is. I explain why they might need the serial number, and I talk about the warranty. And then I literally go through the checklist. I read every single thing off of the checklist, and I remind them, remember I showed you this. Remember I talked about this. Remember this is how we did this. And they give me the verbal or the nod of the head, and we go through all of that, and I have them sign it. And then I take a picture of it. I let them keep the checklist, and I keep a picture of it for my record. You know, just in case if somebody did take advantage of, you know, a money back guarantee and they ship it back and corporate calls and says you had a return, why did they return it? They didn't know how to use it. I have that. Yes, they did. I spent an hour and a half with them and I went through everything and they signed it. So that's really important. Plus it also, it just, you know, if you forgot to explain something, it's kind of your prompt, your last opportunity to do that. And then I always give them, make sure they have my cell phone number and that if they have any questions whatsoever to, you know, call me, call my studio. So I do the same thing with distributors, and you want to do it with your distributors, even though they're going to be a distributor, but you want to teach them how to do a delivery as well. And so that they're duplicating that, so that we have all of these customers out there using it the proper way and getting results. And, you know, also for another reason, it's just great customer service. And, you know, they feel like, you know, not only they got their money's worth, but that they have the support. And that really is part of our responsibility as Beamer distributors. And then you get referrals from them because you gave great customer service. And, you know, if you know, we talked about Casey's course last week, and if, you know, you're taking Casey's course, one of the pillars of your business should be referrals. And this is always just a great way to do that. And then I have, I set up just kind of a weekly reminder for that customer. And I don't have to call them. If they're text savvy, I just send a text and say, you know, it's been a week since we've spoken, since I delivered the Beamer. and you should be moving to week two on your basic plan, and just kind of remind them. And those are just kind of an automatic text that goes out, and, you know, follow up with them throughout those first 6 weeks. They're really important that they're using it properly, that they're drinking enough water. I talk about that. And, you know, if they have any other questions, they know that there's communication open. I didn't just drop off a device and they never hear from me again. And then I usually follow up with them week six with a phone call to make sure, you know, everything's good. They're on, you know, intensity six on their body. And, you know, do they feel like they're ready to start sleeping on it? And if so, then I set up a second appointment to go back to their home or get on Zoom or FaceTime and really go in depth on, you know, the sleep program. And, you know, if there's a husband and wife, you know, go into more depth about they can both sleep on it at the same time. I will say, actually, I can say with 100% certainty, I have always sold a second B-body to that customer, that husband and wife, because they both want to sleep on it. So it's an additional sale for you as well. And it's also at that point, six weeks, you're back in their house. You're having conversation, you've communicated with them, they're feeling good. And it's a great time to ask for referrals, you know, because they're probably talking about it with their friends and their friends are going, well, what is that? And so it's just a good opportunity at that point as well. And then they just go into, you know, a monthly newsletter, you know, sending them updates and, you know, I just take pieces of information, you know, from presentations. Maybe it's just a quote, like the Thomas Edison quote that we use in the presentation. And, you know, and I don't bombard them, but I'm always hopefully at the top of their mind. With distributors, I also, you know, I do the same exact thing because, you know, you want to teach them duplication so that they're developing good habits as well. And so that is my my delivery. I'm certain it's not the only way. I'm certain that people, you know, probably have you know, different tips and tools that they use as well. But I just feel it's just such a huge responsibility for all of us as distributors that our customers are getting that attention. So David, I know you, I just did a delivery this morning and I know you have one today as well. Anything that you do differently or special that you can share?
Lisa, I do so much of the same thing that you do. A lot of making sure somebody has a great experience is, you know, like sending them the usage videos beforehand. And you use Google Drive. I use the life.beamergroup.com/product/, which also contains all those videos. And then I include the Beamer Pro operating supplement as well, which is kind of a user's manual, but it's way more interactive than the manual that comes with a Beamer Pro. It's got some really great color illustrations. So that's a super helpful document. You know, a lot of what we do when we're selling Beamers, they're not necessarily in our hometown. If they are, I do the same thing. You know, I end up scheduling an appointment for the afternoon or evening that it's going to arrive, or at the very latest the next day. And often I will ask them to carve out 2 hours. You know, hopefully I can get it done in 90 minutes because it's a lot of information for somebody to take in at one time. But if we're going to do this the right way, I don't see how we could introduce somebody to Beamer, unpack it, give them a thorough clinic in anything less than 90 minutes. And I mean, what I will do too is often if it's an older couple, because there's so many people that we're working with that are elderly, and I don't want to overburden them with too much information. And so sometimes I will skip certain things and do it at another meeting at a later date. Like, I won't even get into the yellow icon with people because it's not relevant until week seven. Often I won't get into the red light in that very first meeting. I want to make sure, especially with an older couple, that they're just super comfortable doing the basic plan and being able to do localized applications using the B-pad or the B-spot using the blue icon. And then I will usually call them every couple of days that first week, make sure they're having a good experience. I often will ask them to journal their experience because a lot of us know how subtle the Beamer is. It's sometimes we don't think it's doing anything unless we're really paying attention. A lot of what we do, too, is introducing Beamer to somebody that's not in our hometown. They're not in proximity. They're several hours away. It's not practical for us to, you know, drive to somebody's home that's several hours away or across the country. And so this takes a lot of skill, especially with elderly people, where you're on the phone with them, and hopefully they have a cell phone that they can put on speakerphone. And you're going through this process with them, helping them unpack it, going through the different components, you know, teaching them the basics over the phone. It takes a lot of patience sometimes and a particular skill to get through it. And that's why the follow-up phone calls are so important. Guys are notorious for thinking more is more. And I can't tell you how many times that if I haven't talked to them every couple days, and I wait an entire week, and I check in with them. I get on the phone with them. I'm like, how's your Beamer experience? Oh, my gosh, I can't stand that thing. I feel like crap. I'm like, well, you're on intensity level one. No, I turned it up to 10 the day after you left or the next day after our conversation. So pay particular attention to the guys because they think more is more, and then they may have a detox reaction or something like that. And then that checklist that Lisa mentioned that's on the outside of the packing box, if you are doing something remotely in another city and you're not face-to-face, you know, using Zoom on your cell phone or FaceTime on your cell phone so you can flip the phone around and actually show somebody what you're trying to explain to them is super helpful. And then having the checklist yourself in front of you, making sure that you're not overlooking anything. And you can get that from your back office. It's under the distributor library under Get Started. It's called the product presentation checklist. I can't think of anything else that I'm overlooking. So just, you know, try to get really good at being concise and systematic and doing it the same way every single time you do it. And you'll figure out little tricks, especially if you're doing it over the phone, on some of the pitfalls that you might face if you are doing it over the phone, particularly with the elderly. And because they're not going to FaceTime, they're not going to Zoom. So it's going to take being very concise and articulate in trying to explain things when you're not sitting with them. But we are earning a huge commission on changing people's lives with Beamer. So it hurts me to hear people that have bought a Beamer and they were never taught how to use it. We owe these people a great amount of customer service. And, you know, in marketing, one of the basic tenets of marketing is a happy customer is going to tell 5 people and a unhappy customer is going to tell 20. So it really behooves us to make sure people have a great experience. And that's my input, Lisa.
All right. Thank you, David. Also, I just wanted to add, I also have gone with, like, when my distributors, you know, make their first sale and they're doing a delivery, like, if I'm in town with them, you know, I physically go with them. But if not, I'm on the phone with them because, you know, same thing. They haven't done it before. They had theirs delivered to them, but you know, just there as support. And you know, then their customer feels really special because there's 2 distributors there, and you know, just to set them up for success as well. So if you have distributors underneath you, you know, great way to support them in their business so that they feel comfortable and they want to go out and sell more Beamer. So, with
yeah,
that,
great feedback, Lisa. Super important.
Yeah, thanks. So we do have some callers in the queue. So we're going to start taking some questions, and maybe people have their own suggestions as well. We're going to go to 321-217. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hey, this is Madonna Patrick from Northwest Orlando, the Apopka area. And I was listening last week, and I keep listening, and I keep hearing mention of Casey Conrad's the pillars thing, or the thing that she's doing right now, or that we can participate in. And I can't find a link anywhere in order to sign up for that and donate.
Okay.
Can
Madonna,
anybody give us information?
Yeah, I will. So it's a big long link. Like, so I can't
okay.
it off, or I would.
It,
I would. It's not a secret. But if you will send me an email, I will forward it to you so that you can get it. I know that.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen it. I've gotten it emailed to me by even some other people. But if you send it to my Beamer mail, it's Lisa, L-I-S-A, dot Diamond. It's D-I-M-O-N-D, no A. At
okay.
beamermail.com. I'd be happy to forward that to you.
Okay, great. As I heard that it was going to be in the comments of the Blog Talk Radio, I go online and check that out sometimes, but I don't see anything there, and I don't see anything on the Beamer Facebook page as well. So I would
Madonna,
appreciate it very much. Yes, sir.
Madonna,
yes.
I'm looking at the comments on the Beamer Blog Talk page from last Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I can see it clearly. It's from me. Hi there. This year's course is ready to roll out. Please share. So it is in the comments field. If you go to Beamer, or if you go to blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS, scroll
yeah.
down to last Wednesday, click on it. Under the comments field, you will see the link.
I just did
at least
that.
I'm looking at it right now.
I am too, and mine says zero comments.
Yeah, so for some reason it's just not refreshing because my comments did fill up. So I am looking at it. I don't know why it's not refreshing on your end.
I don't know. That's interesting because I have checked every day since, and it always says zero comments. So
yeah, but it says one comment. So you are looking at last Wednesday of the Casey Conrad course,
yeah.
correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, today's topic is
no
Casey Conrad's course, marketing and prospecting.
Yeah.
Okay, Lisa, I will send you an email, and thank you very much if you would forward that to me.
I'd be happy to. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Merry Christmas to y'all.
Thanks. You too. Okay, our next caller is 720-774. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hello, this is Mary King, and I do have a question. I'd like a comment response. We have many customers, many are chiropractors throughout the nation. So the majority of purchases of Beamers, I do over the phone. I do the training over the phone with them, and I sit down on the floor with my box in front of me, and they've already looked at the videos. They've usually taken a first session, and then I have them do the same, turn your box on, and then we review everything via the phone. I have found, and maybe David and you, Lisa, have found the same, that even chiropractors will, by the next week, reverse intensities and programs and feel terrible because they're doing a program 2 on their body or 3 or whatever. So I do call them by the next week, and I think, David, you call even more often, which I think is even better. So if you have any other gems that would be helpful in training someone via the phone, I would appreciate it, and I'm sure many who are listening would as well.
Yeah, I do call every couple days the first week. And that's just what
yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I would say, when I'm delivering, and even whether it's on the phone or it's in person, and I'm going through that basic plan, and, you know, and I literally, I say week one, level one, week two, level two, and I go through the whole thing 6 weeks. When we get to week seven, we go back down to three and we just cycle through three and six. My standard line is, why do we do that? And they go, yeah, why do we do that? And I say, because there are 20 years of research behind this device. If there were a better way to do it, it would be in the manual. And, you know, I just stress that for them. And I just, you know, and I say, you know, we're Americans. More is better. Higher must be better. I say to them, I get it. But in this situation, it is not the case. And then I follow that up with, even if you don't believe me right now, and I walk out of here, or I get off the phone with you, and you go, I'm going to seven. Like, go to seven, go to eight. Like, and then you are going to have detox symptoms. And I just, you know, I explain what they are. You may have a headache. You may feel lethargic. You may feel achy. You may have flu-like symptoms. I said, you'll just know then that I was telling you the truth. And, you know, some people have to learn it for themselves, Mary. Like, that's just, you know, but as long as we are giving them the correct information on how to use the product and we're following up with them, and then, you know, some people are just going to do what they're going to do. But
well, I appreciate that, Lisa. We've sold, I don't know, we're way up, we're pushing towards 200 Beamers. But I do, when I'm doing it by phone, I am on the phone with them for a minimum hour and 15 minutes. There are some that are just so sharp, they just pick it up very, very quickly. But I want to make sure that they understand how, and I've shared all the details that have been shared prior on this call. So anyway, I don't need to take up this time, but I appreciate the input. And David, I think for me, I need to up it to not waiting a whole week before I contact them, but to contact them much earlier than that. I contact them at week six, and we walk through the sleep mode again. Their time is already set. And I have them have a list of questions before we ever talk. So they look at the videos, they have the box in front of them, they write down their questions, and then we're ready to go.
Thanks,
Mary. Perfect. It sounds like you're doing a great job.
Oh, I hope so.
All right, my dear. Have a great day. Merry Christmas.
You as well. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to both of you.
Thank you. All right, our next caller is 303-594, 303-594. You are live on Blog Talk.
Why, good morning, Lisa and David. This is Danielle Ramber calling in from Arvada, Colorado. Thank you,
Danielle,
so much for hosting this call today. I think this is a really great topic, and I love that you're doing this because, you know, I've been doing a lot of events lately, and it's pretty astounding the number of people that come up that own a Beamer and have never been shown how to use it. And as you stated, David, you know, we're making a very good commission on this product, and, you know, we're not just selling Beamers. We are creating relationships with our customers for life, and it really is a lifelong commitment. And, you know, I just wanted to share a little bit more about what I do. You know, I do the 90-minute, which is great. I feel like we really do need to invest that time. And a lot of times it is over the phone. I do FaceTime quite often. But just like Mary stated, I sit there with my Beamer. I have my camera on mine. Theirs is on theirs. And we go over everything. And just once again, checking in every week, you know, checking in to see how they're doing, because people tend to reverse the intensities in the program. I don't care who they are, how well you feel they went over it. They tend to do that. And we really want to check in and catch them before, you know, they're doing something, they get into that habit. Another thing I do is I create a customer booklet for each customer, and I mail it out with a handwritten card with business cards because, of course, you know, they know different people and they're going to have a testimony, and we want them to go ahead and share this with other customers. So I do offer referral fees, so I make a note of that for them. And then I put together this booklet, and I have the operating supplement for the pro unit, like David stated. I do the basic plan, a basic plan sheet, the frequently asked questions. So they have them right there at their fingertips, and they can go to that if they have questions or putting someone on the Beamer. I have my phone number. I have customer services phone number and email, and just a nice little package. And I can tell you that the customers really appreciate that. So many of them do not get out their manual and read through it. And this pro operating agreement that is in your back office is just so easy for them to look at and see the pictures and really understand that. And so it's great to refer them back to that. And I just feel like, you know, we really owe it to our customers to be the best distributor and be that resource for them throughout this journey. They invited us to go on this health journey with them, and we really need to be there for them. And with doing so, you're going to get those referrals. So, you know, I just encourage everyone out there to take the time and spend it on their customers, and that will come back to you. And, you know, they're going to have better results quicker. And then ultimately, that's what we're working towards. So I just wanted to thank you for doing this call. And it's just very, very important that people get out there and take care of their customers.
Well, thank you, Danielle. I'm totally stealing your little packet that you send.
Happy to share.
Yes, I know what I'm doing differently in 2020. Definitely. Right. I think that's a great idea, Danielle. The FAQs, the operating supplement. And I know Casey Conrad will include some kind of journal, an inexpensive little journal for them to journal their experience. Great idea.
I like that too. Yeah, and I do a symptom tracker in there as well. You know, just a quick, easy one. But, you know, like you stated, sometimes the discomfort or the things just go away and they're so subtle and we don't notice it. So if we're pointing that out to them up front, they're going to be more apt to really understand, you know, oh, wow, that is better. I went from an 8 to a 4 in 3 weeks. And then they're more apt to talk about it to their friends as well. So I really recommend having people really fill out something or even starting their own journal. But I like the idea of sending one for them. I mean, that's a great gift.
Yeah. That's awesome. Danielle, thank you. That is like a nugget for everybody that is on this call. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you. And I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and cheers to a healthy, happy 2020. This is going to be our decade, and we are going to share this gift with so many people. So thank you all.
Thank you, honey. Have a great day. All right. Our next caller is 978-902. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hey, Jim Lippincott from Massachusetts. This is a
Hi,
great
Jim.
Call full of great number of nuggets. I really like that idea of the booklet. I always have done a welcome card and usually quite a unique one, and people have always commented when they get them, but I like that booklet idea. So my question is, because most of the people that I had signed up in the past had been more than a customer, a distributor, and with a old customer of mine, she was asking all kinds of questions, and I was thinking, wow, I don't know whether there is a, quote, back office for customers. Is there such a thing?
No, there is not a back office for customers. We have the customer library in our back office where we can, that is compliant information that can be shared with customers, but they don't have access that they can actually log into that.
Right. So we need to access that information and send it to them rather than having them be able to do it on their own.
Correct, which is why us and Danielle's idea of sending them a little customer booklet after to follow up is such a great idea.
Right. It'd be kind of a cool idea if they could make a customer library, because some customers, you know, are fine once they learn stuff. Others are curious as can be, especially even after long-term, this person, older customer of mine, has six horses and is definitely interested in a horse blanket. And of course, now we're changing them up, but it would be great to have her have access to all that without having me to always hold hand as much, but it's not bad holding the hand.
Yeah, no, it's a great suggestion, and I will actually write that down, and we'll submit it to powers that be.
Yeah, because it really wouldn't be that big of a deal, I would think. I mean, they already have a customer number, right, a U.S. number, and so why wouldn't it be logical that they are able to log in and have access only to customer stuff, you know. So I appreciate the answer. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for the suggestion. All right. 713-569, you are live on Blog Talk.
Hello, this is Sandra in Houston. David and Lisa, y'all have given lots of great tips and ideas. And I wanted to add one that I do, because people always, you're right, they mix up intensity and programs. So I create a little index card, and particularly on my rentals, and I just put it, I make it really simple, like blue equals B body, and put the levels that they should do, and purple equals programs and body applicators. And it seems to work fairly well for them, just having a little reference right there, not having to look it up in a book or, you know, in an email or anything. So that's my tip.
Great tip. Thank
you
for sharing that.
Yeah, and Sandra meant, she meant purple's B-body and blue is applicator.
Right.
Well, you know, you're right. Thank you for
yes, you're welcome.
I had a very long day yesterday and a long one going on today. Thank God for Beamer. So thank you for correcting me.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Let's see. We have a couple of minutes left. I'm going to try to get one more caller in here. 415-328. 415-328. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Linda from Northern California. Great call. Wonderful tips. And I love what Danielle just added about all that you're mentioning. And I agree. It's so important to get the customer set up correctly. I did want to make a comment about the, I too had looked at the whatever Wednesday and last week's Casey Conrad's on marketing and prospecting, and there are no comments on mine either. And so just wanted to say that. And then it got me to thinking that if people don't maybe miss that call just altogether, they might not know that she's doing this course. You know, I was late in knowing myself. And I wonder if it's something that could be put out in a newsletter or something that goes to everybody so that it just really gets out there to the field. Just a possible suggestion.
Okay, thank you. And I know, we had to get permission to actually bring it up, but because Casey is taking a fee for the course, but the fee is going to a 501c3. So we can't, we can't promote other distributors' stuff for profit. And so literally last Wednesday, we got permission to be able to talk about it and share it with everybody on Blog Talk. So we'll see if there is some way we can't just get that out to the general distributorship.
Thanks. And thanks for all you're doing, and a happy holidays to all of you. And yes, what a wonderful, prosperous 2020 we're going to have. And that'll be a great call tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific, our last national call of the year. So look forward to hearing you on that as well.
All right. Awesome. David, any final words? We have like 45 seconds.
I'm sorry we were not able to get to that last caller, 864-921. Please call in a couple weeks or reach out to david.olson@beamermail.com with your question, and I'll try to get back to you. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, everybody. let's wrap up a great year. And 2020 is, as Danielle said, it's going to be the beginning of a really powerful decade for Beamer. Everybody be well. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, David. Merry Christmas, everybody. And we'll see you in 2020.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.